one way or another. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So we just give God praise, and we only have a little more time in our service, but we want to take just a minute to share something with you, just a thought that you can take with you into 2016.
All right.
We want to talk just a little bit about a future full of faith.
Yeah,
and I want you to look with me, if you would, in just a couple of passages. I'm going to go to Exodus in the Old Testament in the 12th chapter. Just a few verses here, and I want to share these with you. Exodus chapter 12, and of course this would be in the book of the law. Just a few verses here from what thus saith the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating, shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year, and ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. And ye shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper doorpost of the house wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs shall they eat it. Let's stop at verse 8. May God add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word. Amen. I want to talk to you about a future full of faith.
Amen.
God has blessed us all to be here.
Yes.
And to the conclusion of 2015.
Yes.
And we have come this far, somebody said, by faith.
Yes.
Leaning on the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
And I can say that personally, that it is by faith that I have come this far. God has been leading, and I have been following.
Follow.
Amen. And I like what Brother Johnson said. Sometimes we step out of line, and that's when you are able to do stuff that you shouldn't be doing.
Amen.
Is if you're not walking by faith.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk about that. We want to stay close to God in this coming year, because there are some things God would like to do in every one of our lives.
Yes.
He started on it already.
Mm-hmm.
And the delay in why things don't get done in our lives is not on God's end. I want to let you know that.
Yes.
God has a blessing laid up for every person who follows him.
Yes.
Amen. He does. He has a blessing for you. He's
yes.
going to make you a blessing.
Yes.
You know, he's already done that for most of us. We have become a blessing to someone else in our life.
Yes.
And so God wants to continue that process, and he does it through the operation of faith.
Yeah. All right.
The Bible says, and we talked about this last week, for those of you who may not have been here, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so God is doing things, and sometimes it's not obvious what God is doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why we have to learn how to walk by faith. As Paul told the Corinthians, we must walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
So we can try to calculate things in our human mind, and it may not make sense.
Amen.
For example, those most of you know, I even have some of my coworkers here. One of them is here from the airport. You know, God spoke in my mind early in the year, this year, and told me, it's time for you to retire. And people thought, well, it's not time for you to retire, is it? I mean, you know, it looks like you've just got to the top of your game, and which I did.
Yes.
But God said, it's time for you to retire.
Yes.
Time to move forward. Now, I was retiring from Lambert International Airport.
Yes.
But in no way was I retiring from the church.
Yes.
From my walk of faith.
Yes.
In fact, it's time now to escalate your ministry.
All right.
It's what God put in my spirit. And so I was able to say, it's time to retire.
Yes.
And I thank God for that. He kept me employed all those years. I worked there going on 31 years.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, that time is up. That time's over. So it's time for you to move forward.
Yes.
And so now I just thank God for where he is taking me. And God is doing something in your life. You may have been being prepared for it all this time. In fact, I want to say, God is always preparing his people for the next move.
Yes.
Just like in this text, they were in the land of Egypt.
Yes.
They were working hard and profiting very little.
Mm-hmm.
They were scuffling and having a hard time. They were being oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
They were being afflicted.
Yeah.
Egypt is a symbol of sin and bondage in the Bible.
Amen.
And God was letting them know, make preparation because I'm going to bring you out.
Yeah.
And when you come out, you're going to experience the fullness of my power.
Yes.
But you know what? They had to take this by faith.
That's right. Amen.
It had to be understanding and accepting something that God has promised you.
Yes.
Now, God has many promises. The Bible could be called the book of God's promises.
All right. Amen.
Because God has so many promises that he's working out, and he'll do it for anyone. God is no respecter of persons.
Right.
Makes no difference how old you are, how young you are,
yes,
whether you're male or female, black or white,
yes,
Jew or Gentile.
Yes.
God has fixed it and set it in the world that there's one way to be right with me.
One way.
And he has made his son the most famous individual in all of time.
Jesus.
Because time is wrapped around Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It's 2015 and we're talking about going into another year because Jesus was born 2015 years ago. See, so no one really can deny God's son. The son has come and he came and God put him in the middle of your life whether you want him in there or not.
Yes.
But you know what? You ought to examine that and understand that God did that.
Amen.
You know, he is the one that makes the world know that my son is significant.
Yes.
Time is divided by Christ.
Amen.
See, and he did that because he loved you.
Yes.
This is the good news. You and I get the privilege,
yes,
to tell people who have pressure on their minds because of the way things are in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You have pressure because you wonder about so many things. There's so many negative things in life.
Yes.
You know what? But God has never been negative, and because of this negative pressure that's in your life, you need to have a relationship with God, and God has made it possible for you,
yes,
to do that.
Wow.
If you trust in the name of Jesus Christ, God says, I will come into your life.
Yes.
It'll be a special thing. I like what Brother Johnson said. The Holy Spirit is that special blessing. The Holy Spirit is God.
Yes.
God is ready to send the Holy Spirit into your life. If he's not in your life already, I hope he is for most of you. Then if he's not, you ought to start right now. This
will
be a good time for you to receive Christ as your personal Savior. Trust Jesus Christ. When you do that, Jesus said, I will personally seal you,
yes,
with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30 said, those who trust in Christ are sealed with the Spirit of,
yes,
promise for the day of redemption. In other words, God puts his seal on your life.
Yes.
And you know what? When God seals something, nobody can break his seal.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
So he wants you to be his child.
Yeah.
He wants to bless your life. He wants to be in your mind to help you deal with the things that pressurize your thought processes,
yes,
and make things, yeah, difficult for you. We all have these things.
Yeah.
You know, but you can do one of two things. You can let these things elevate your blood pressure,
yes,
and get you all frustrated and worked up and trying to figure out how you're going to make it work.
Yeah.
Or you can say, I'm trusting in the living God.
Yeah.
Who loved me so much, he gave his son in order to pay my bill. I like what Brother Johnson was talking about there. Our bill is paid entirely by God's grace through faith in his son, Jesus Christ. Every one of us can have the confidence that we are born again. That's what it means when God the Spirit comes to live in you and lead you and guide you to all truth. He wants to do that. He'll be in your life from the moment you accept Christ until the rest of your days, or until he comes back.
Yes.
I was talking with somebody on the way in. I told them, I said, well, you know, we're going in, we're going to have a service to worship and celebrate God here at the end of 2015. And I said, you know, and I'm not worried about a thing.
Yes.
Because either he's going to come to me,
yeah,
and get me, or I'm going to go to him, one or the other. I don't know which happened first. It would be nice for him to come and get me. You know, I would love that. Every generation of the church since the early church has thought, you know, it could be my generation.
That's right.
When Jesus splits the sky and returns to collect those who have believed in him. See, that's what we call the blessed hope.
Oh,
yes.
is that you would be alive and be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And thus shall we ever be with the Lord. That's going to happen to a generation of Christians. We don't know when that'll be, but it's the next event on God's calendar.
That's right. Amen.
Preparation for that is to put your trust in Jesus Christ. When you believe in Christ and believe that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. See, God wants every person to be saved. He doesn't want anyone to perish. That's why one of the most famous verses, and you probably know this one, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that means anybody of any stripe, whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Why? For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So he wants us all to be saved.
Amen.
And if you don't know you're saved, you ought to.
All right.
You ought to say to God, I want to be saved. I want to have that certainty that I know that Jesus is my Lord, and that if you start to wrap things up, which God can do at any minute, then when you come, I'm ready.
Yes.
And the way you secure that blessing is by faith.
Yes.
You must trust that God will do exactly what he promised.
Yes.
You know what? God has never failed me.
Never.
You should be able to say God has never failed you. I can see it.
He's never failed me. Never.
You know, if God gave me what I deserved, I would have been gone.
Yes.
Long time ago. You know, but God allowed me to continue to be, and he's allowed you to continue to be, because he wants you to know that I love you. Think about this. Some of you are going to say, oh, he's saying that again. Because I say this all the time, because I think it's a very significant thing about God that you need to know. You need to know that God never changes. He has never, ever changed at any time.
Never.
You know what? So if the Bible says God is love, guess what that means? He has always been love, and he always will be. Now, that doesn't mean he's accepting people who reject him, because the rejection doesn't come from him. He loves you entirely, because he can't do anything else. But he won't force his way into your life. So you need to accept what he has done for you.
Yes.
Him giving Christ to save the world is a significant thing. That's why he wrapped the world around Christ.
Yes.
So that he cannot really be ignored. I mean, you have to be on another planet, I think.
Yeah.
You know, he's out there too, I want to let you know. People often ask me, do you think there's people on other planets? I said, well, they may be so. See, if they are, then they need to bow their knee to Jesus.
That's right.
You know why? Because Acts 4:12 says there's no other name under heaven which has been given among men whereby we must be saved. So E.T., if you're out there, you need to repent. And trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, whoever else, you know, even if it's in a galaxy far, far away, you know, you need to repent and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because where God is above the heavens.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's no other name under heaven which has been given among men whereby we must be saved.
Yes.
But God wants you to be saved. So if you have a conflict with that understanding, realize it's on your end. It's not that he doesn't love you.
Right.
He loves you exactly as you are.
Oh, yes, he does.
And he can make you better than you are.
Yeah.
And he wants to make you better than you are.
Yeah.
And he'll do it if you invite him into your life. If you invite him in your life, he says, I'll begin to make the changes that you desire, the stuff you want better in your life.
Yes.
And so, but the way that you get to it is you have to walk by faith.
Yes.
Believe God. Trust his word.
Yes.
Amen.
Giving his word was the easiest thing you ever did. Think about the situation of these Israelites. I have to shut up because I might be like worse than Brother Johnson here. I might like to rattle on to about 12 midnight now and give like Paul. But we're not going to do that. I want to let you know. But let me just say this, and we can move along. I want you to understand that God loves you. He has always loved you every second that you've been in the world.
Yes.
Now think about that. You know what the devil's saying? Oh, God don't love you. You know what you did? And he makes you think about the evil stuff that has happened in your life. And you know what happened to you? And he takes you back to old bad memories. And none of that changed God at all.
Amen.
Never.
And it never will.
Never.
Believe the word. God's word says God loves you.
Yes.
He so loved the world.
Yes.
It's in the past tense. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
But God so loved the world.
Yes.
See, he did this before he made the world. Did you know that?
Amen.
That those who trust God are chosen in him from the foundation of the world. Ephesians 1:4 says, see, so you are predestined to become children of God. And you accept that by faith.
Yes.
And so once you, by faith, faith is simply saying, God, I believe you. I believe what you said. I believe you gave your son. We know he's real because the calendar tells us that he's real.
Yes.
And we wouldn't be preaching him if he didn't get out of the grave. I want to let you know.
All right.
The problem with this world is death, the biggest problem in one word, simply put.
Yes, it is.
That's why Jesus got out of the grave.
Yes.
And there wouldn't be a church if Christ hadn't gotten out of the grave. See, and so that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited about the fact that whether I go to him, that means I go to the grave. My soul will be absent from my body and present with the Lord. Either that or I'll be living, continuing to preach Christ, and he'll split the sky and boom, we'll be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. One or the other. I'm content with either one. I kind of like that idea of being alive and just being taken up. That's really fascinating. But I don't care which way I get there.
Yeah.
Long as I end up in that same destination. Amen. Amen. So that comforts me when I think about loved ones who I had that have gone on before me.
Yes.
Who trusted in Christ. I don't have to worry about where they are.
Yes.
God has taken them and their soul is taken with God and their body or remains are in the dust of the earth.
Amen.
And when he comes, they're going before me. The Bible says those who are dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus shall we ever be with the Lord. He says, therefore comfort ye one another with these words. I'm comforted by those words.
Yes, I am.
The biggest problem on earth, I don't have to worry about it, which is death.
That's right.
No problem for me.
No problem.
See?
No problem.
So now what do we want to do? 2016 is coming. What I want you to do, I'm almost done. Trust God. Be like these children of Israel. God gave them something to do while they were still in their problem.
Yes.
They were in Egypt being afflicted. God had not delivered them yet. He said, do this, take a lamb. And you know, the symbol of the lamb is a symbol associated with Christ.
Yes.
He is the Lamb of God. John 1:29 says, to take away the sin of the world. He taketh away the sin of the world. He takes it away. So no one has to worry about it. You trust Christ, your sin is taken away. It didn't get sent away for a year like on a scapegoat
right.
He's coming back.
Yeah.
He takes it away once and
thank
for all.
Jesus.
So you thank and I can know for sure that we are clean. We are forgiven.
Yeah.
See, and actually what that'll do is that'll free your mind to think a new way.
Yes.
Because I don't have to listen to the devil's lies.
Oh,
then I'm going to hell. And then the stuff you're doing, God is not. Well, you know what? There's a lot of stuff I'm doing I'm not happy about. Sometimes we do it anyway. That's what Paul said.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still not happy about it.
Yes.
But it doesn't change who God is.
That's right.
It doesn't change what God did. And you know what? I got a list of stuff I don't do anymore.
Yes.
That list is getting bigger and bigger. There's stuff I don't do anymore.
Thank you.
I used to be stuck on it, couldn't stop.
Yes.
But God has freed me from a bunch of stuff. And I'm not one who will stand at the pulpit and lie and tell you I'm free from everything.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, the Bible says if you say you have no sin, you lie and the truth is not in you. Read that in 1 John. See, a lot of folks act like they're all sanctimonious and I'm so holy I don't sin anymore. Well, I don't know who you are. But the word says if you say you have no sin, you make God a liar. So we all have an issue to deal with sin. And that's why you need a good church home. So you can come in and hear the word. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. So God wants to give you more faith to conquer more of the stuff in your life that's not right. But he loves you the whole time. You do this under the love of God. It's kind of like your parents do your kids. You know they got some issues on certain stuff. But you don't hate them. You love them. And you spend time with them, and you try to talk with them, and you try to nurture them to get them to change what they're doing so it won't hurt them. That's kind of what it is. God loves you. And he's the only one, you know what, he can give you power over everything you're struggling with.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
And the reason you're still struggling with it, you haven't really turned it over to him.
Right.
You know, if you give it to him, he said, cast all your care upon me, because I care for you.
I know that's true.
See, you know what, you lay it down at the feet of Jesus and watch and see.
Lord.
What God will do for you. So in this year, we want you to go into 2016,
yes,
which is the future, in full assurance of faith.
Yes.
We've seen some stuff, but we don't have time. I don't want to take too much of your time this evening because I want you to get where you're going to be so you can pray your way into the new year.
Yes.
My wife and I have seen some miraculous things in this past year.
Yes.
Just today, she worked on a deal for someone, $4.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And it was closed, and God blessed her to get that thing done.
Wow.
Just today. And it looked like it was never going to happen the whole time. And she had to hold on until all the way up to today. We've been praying and calling out this stuff before the Lord.
He's awesome.
And she came back today and said, hey, it happened. It's closed. You know, and so people are being blessed. I just thank God for everything he has done. And you know what? God is just getting started.
Yes.
I hope you know that. I hope you know that. God is just getting started. He has more blessings than you can even imagine.
Yes.
And the devil would like you to think you're not going to get a thing.
Yes.
You, all you're going to have is trouble. And he wants to put worry and grief in your mind so you can fill up your medicine chest.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to tell you, God will empty your medicine chest.
Yes.
He can empty your medicine chest.
Yes.
My blood pressure has dropped 10 points already since I left the airport. It has. You know. And I feel a lot better. I don't have to worry about 2 in the morning. Oh, you got to come in, some 35,000 volts just exploded. Okay. All right. Thanks for sharing. Now you got to get out of your bed and drag yourself into the airport. So I'm saying stuff like that. God knows how to fix your life.
Yes, he does.
You know what? He just think about it. He knows you because he made you.
Yeah.
And you know what? He made you especially because some of the stuff you've been going through, he knows you can help somebody else that's been going through the same thing.
Yes.
Something you're dealing with right now.
Yeah.
He'll show you how to help somebody else let something go.
Yes.
You know, iron sharpeneth iron.
Yes.
Proverbs 27:17 says. So one man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend.
Yes.
See, I could tell somebody how to get off of dope.
Yes.
Because I've been on dope.
Yes.
I could tell you how to get off cigarettes because I've been on cigarettes.
Yes.
I was stuck on.
Yes.
You know, I could tell you a lot of things that you can be free from.
Yes.
That God says over here now, you fixed on that.
Yes.
You never have to ever do that again.
Yes.
And so it's not that we're here because we're so pristine and so righteous. No.
Yes.
We're here because this is the hospital for sick sinners.
Yeah.
And if you want to be fixed, come on in. We got plenty of room. Somebody said, oh, that church is full of hypocrites. I said, yep, you're right. Come on in. We got room for more. But we love God.
Yes, we do.
And he's fixing us. He's cleaning us up. And you're a worse hypocrite if you stay out there and you don't let God fix you. God wants to fix you. So I'm going to shut up. I got to shut up. But he bought the children of Israel out. And he said, I'm going to deliver you because I promised that I do it. He took the ex-murderer Moses at the age of 80, who had murdered an Egyptian. And he was a fugitive. The fugitive Moses. We don't hear much about that. And he fled at the age of 40 and stayed gone for 40 years. Because he murdered an Egyptian.
Yes.
Exodus chapter 2, if you want to read it for yourself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure it is.
And he delivered and told him, I need you to go back. What? Who? You need me? Oh, no. Not me. You know, not me, the murderer.
Right.
Yep.
The fugitive.
Yep.
That's a yes. The old man, I'm old. That's no excuses, Moses. Go back. I want you to go back. It'd be like me going up to Barack Obama telling him, look, Obama, God said, stop that. Who are you? Who are you? Get back. Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
That's what it was like, old Moses coming in with the, walking with the cane, with the rod.
Yes.
And the Pharaoh said, man, do you know who I am? You know, he said, God said, let his people go so they can come and worship him.
All right.
See?
Yes. Yes.
And then he began to show his power through Moses.
Amen.
God wants to fix your life. He's the only one who can.
He's the only one.
You know what? Dr. Phil ain't going to get it done. Let me tell you something right now.
That's right.
He ain't gonna get it done.
That's right.
No. You need Dr. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Jesus will get it done.
Right.
Yes, he will.
Right.
Amen. So what I want to do, I'm just gonna shut up, because if I don't, I'll continue. But we want you to go into the new year.
Yes.
In the future, full of faith. So let us just take 1 minute here and meditate on this. For just a minute, dude, we'll be ready to go.
Yes.
Eternal God, we bless you, we praise you, we exalt your name, Lord. And we know, Father, that you can do anything but fail.
Yes.
We have heard in your word, God, that you love us.
Yes.
Because you are love. God is love. 1 John 4:8 and verse 18.
Glory, hallelujah.
And Father, since you are love and you have loved us every second we've been in the world.
Yes.
And Father, we have not known how to love you back, many of us. And all of us, whether you saved us or not, would like to have an intimacy with you that we have never known before.
Yes.
And so, God, today we come and we ask that you forgive us of everything. We know you made provision in order to do that entirely and perfectly by your Son, Jesus Christ, who you allowed to be crucified.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that ugly situation of crucifixion of the most perfect one, your own Son, you allowed him to shed blood, just like those children of Israel took that lamb and they struck the blood on the doorposts and on the top, so they will be covered under the blood.
Yes.
You gave the Lamb, your Son. When the fullness of time was come, you sent forth your Son, made of a woman, born under the law, in order that whosoever believes in him can have everlasting life, which is a relationship with you.
Yes.
You said, this is life eternal, John 17:3, to know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
Yes.
And so, Father, we ask now, by the power of Christ,
yes,
that you save everyone here today, God, who is accepting you in their heart.
Yes.
Let us go into 2016 with full assurance of faith, Lord, knowing that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That no matter what the devil or anyone, the flesh, the world might bring against us, God, we have power by your Holy Spirit to go forward, God, in full assurance of faith. Bless every person, even the child that's in the room, God, who understands what you did, Lord. Help them to know the resurrection power is available for them. Right now, they can do anything that you have designed for them to do. Father, we can do more than what you have called for us to do, than what we think we can do. Father, you said in your word that you are able to do exceeding and abundantly beyond all we can ask or think. And so, Father, we declare today,
right now,
that as we go into 16, Lord, that we will be those people who trust in Christ,
yes,
that believe that you raised him from the dead.
Yes.
Father, that we can have power to do things that we never imagined, oh God. And even some things we want to do, Father. You said if we delight ourselves also in the Lord, you would give us the desires of our hearts.
Yes.
Bless every home, every family
bless
is represented
Lord.
Here.
Bless
we thank you, God, for this service. Thank you for the praise that went up
thank
to your name.
You, Lord.
Thank you for every person that came to share this time with us.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we ask that you bless everyone real well. Especially those first calling you into their life today, Lord.
Yes.
That they'll have a miraculous new year.
Yes.
Oh God, and we give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. We ask it all in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. He is the one that proved that your love was perfected, because he defeated death, Satan, and the grave.
Yes.
And we give you praise, Lord Jesus, and thank you for what you did. We ask all this in the righteous name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the glory, majesty, dominion, and power, now and forevermore. And the whole church said together,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Give God a hand, praise.